Here we go, getting started with home energy purification stories. I'm Michael Spencer. I decided to start a podcast and then got a chest cold. So my voice sounds a little different than it does ordinarily, and that's okay. I am so passionate about this work that I feel like it's really important to just jump in and get started. And like you might experience from time to time, I too was like, oh, I'm going to go record this first episode of this podcast. Oh, well, first I need to check my email and I should check my text messages, make sure I don't have anything to respond to, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, no, fuck it. I'm going to grab my computer and go back in my yoga and meditation room and get this party started. So I'm not sure how long I'll be able to talk without coughing. And now I'm second guessing my choice to say fuck it on the first episode of my Home Energy Purification Stories podcast. And you know what? That's okay too. So what is home energy purification? This work is something that was born out of my own experience, and it was also, I really believe, gifted to me. I feel like it was floating around in the ether, in the universe, and it was looking for someone to receive it. And I put my hand up and said, hey, I'll receive that. Thank you so much. And so now I'm gifted with this work. And I have this ability to tune in with the energy of objects. And where I feel like this is really vital and important in our evolution of consciousness and for humanity is that we all have stuck energy in our homes. We have things that are stuck in our storage sheds out back or in our garages, our basements, our attics, our bedrooms, maybe our bedroom closets, maybe our nightstand, maybe our bookshelves, our hutches, our junk drawers. And this stagnant, stuck energy is anything that has just been sitting and lingering without a purpose. So this is not the stuck stuff. Well, that's not stuck stuff. Let me bring it back here for a minute. And receive a breath. And you'll experience this too when you're working with home energy purification, this need to step back, receive a breath, center, ground, ease back in. And so I'm not talking about the things that are being stored purposefully for a future use. So let's take the idea of a wedding dress. And so perhaps you picked out, maybe you're someone who got married and you picked out a wedding dress and it's so meaningful for you. You wore it in your wedding and now it's been cleaned and preserved and it's in the attic or it's in a closet. And you have this vision that someday your daughter would wear this or another young woman in your life. And I recognize this is all very heteronormative, if that's the right word. And this podcast is not about everybody getting married and having children. I'll get to it. I'll segue in there because this is home energy purification stories. And one story is that perhaps you have this wedding dress that is being held on purpose. And when you think about it, you get this ebullience and this beautiful excitement inside. And so that's great. So this is not something that I would consider stuck stuff that needs or is asking for a purification process. For my own wedding dress story, I will just share with you, since we're sharing stories, that so when I got married, I wore a dress, and it was a dress I liked a lot. And it also got a giant red wine stain on the front of it. And I saved the dress after the wedding. I put the dress in the closet in its special pouch or carrying case, whatever those things are. And I didn't really think much about it. I just assumed it's a wedding dress, you're supposed to save it, and it was in the closet. And then a few years ago, when I launched into my own home energy purification process, I got to my bedroom closet and I thought, what am I going to do with this wedding dress? This is not, I don't really feel great about it sitting here. It's got a giant red wine stain on it. It was an outdoor wedding. The bottom of it was all like grass stained. I'm not really feeling this. And yet there was a sense of obligation. And for myself, my husband and I choose to be child free. And so I knew there wasn't going to be a daughter coming who might want to wear this dress in the future. So I didn't have that type of sentimental attachment to it. And I'm not going to invite somebody to wear a dress with a giant stain on it either. So I started Googling because I sensed this is something that is ready for me to be ready to let go of from my experience. It was important for it to not be sitting stagnant. So where the other wedding dress example I gave, the person feels this sense of ebullience. For me, it was this sense of stagnation, of obligation, of supposed to. I'm supposed to hang on to this object because that's, I don't know, what women do in our culture. And I set out to challenge that and went, you know, I don't want this dress. I'm never going to wear it again. It's stained. What can I do with it? I hop on Google, what do you do with an old wedding dress? And I found these websites of seamstresses who make, oh, I think I'm going to cry on my first episode of this podcast, who make wedding dresses into gowns for parents to dress their babies in if their babies have died, right? You know, early on in their life, right after their birth. And so these wedding dresses are transformed by these seamstresses into gowns that get to be a really beautiful way of honoring the transition of this very short life of these infants and these very young children. And this, I mean, obviously I'm experiencing some emotion about it right now. And I felt so inspired by the idea of this object that for me had become stagnant and was old and stained and just sitting, that someone else could put their hands on it and their vision, and it could be gifted to these parents who are in the most, one of the most painful human experiences that we can have. So now this old, stagnant, stuck energy got to be transformed. And I found a woman, a seamstress that I really felt in alignment with, and I sent the dress to her. And, you know, she has a Facebook page where she posts, hey, these are the dresses that I'm transforming and turning into these gowns for these children. And it feels really, really good. And so, and I'll say this a lot, I know, throughout this podcast experience of these episodes that are coming, is this is the essence of home energy purification, is it's inviting what has become stagnant, what has become still for too long, what has become old and musty. We're shifting that energy up. We are transforming it into something new. And sometimes that may just mean, you know what, this is old and junky and needs to go to the landfill. And you'll also get to know about me that I'm pretty environmentally conscious, so I like the landfill to be the last stop in our possibilities. And sometimes stuff is just junk, and we're holding on to that for some reason. And sometimes we're holding on to our clutter because it is helping us to avoid looking at something deeper. Sometimes we don't want to clean out an area because we're so familiar with what it feels like to be over full. We're scared of what it might be like to have open space. So let me just talk a little bit more in general about home energy purification. It can be a process that is about one item. This is my cliche, overused example. Maybe it's the box of old love letters from two relationships ago that you just haven't been able to let go. Maybe it's things, maybe something that you inherited from a grandparent or a parent or a friend that you don't really like. It's an object that doesn't resonate with you, and yet you hold on to it. Again, these guilt and obligation are big emotions that come up. So home energy purification can be about sorting through our feelings about one object. It can also be at the whole other end of the spectrum and committing to doing a full home process where you go, you know what? I want to feel everything that I know is mine in this household, because sometimes we live with other people, and everything that I know is mine to make a decision about. I want to hold that in my hands, and I want to be clear, and I want to feel how it resonates with me and determine if it's a yes to continue into this next phase of my life, or if it's time to let go of it and allow it to go into a new iteration in some way. And that may be gifting it, offering it to someone else. I like to offer things rather than thrusting things upon people, because sometimes people don't want something that we're offering. Anyway, offering it to someone else, recycling it, repurposing it. It may mean that this framed photograph in my office actually wants to be home and be hung in a special place in my living room. So there's so much for me to say about this, and that's why I'm so thrilled that I'm doing a podcast, so that I can use my voice current to be really intentional about intentional and almost unintentional, just sharing off the cuff. And also there are going to be interviews of other people who have experienced home energy purification, people who have been in my workshops and who have done individual work with me, so that you can hear other perspectives as well. And I'm just so excited and thrilled about this. And I thank you for listening and for being part of this first episode of Home Energy Purification Stories. Again, I'm Michael Spencer, and this is my gift to you and to humanity, as we are circulating energy and digging into our stuck places, addressing our shadows that are inside, that are reflected in our dark closets, basements, attics, drawers, so that we can move forward with greater vibrancy and light and shine brighter for the whole of the world and humanity. So it's the nitty gritty. It's going through your junk drawer, and it's also really big. So I thank you for joining me and sending lots of love. Until next time, keep purifying. If you would like to learn more about home energy purification or explore possibilities for how to incorporate this work into your own life, including working with me individually, go over to infinitenature.life, and there's a home energy purification page there. And if you have questions, you can feel free to email me at michael@infinitenature.life. Talk with you soon.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.